Now it's time to talk music on Breakfast, and Paul Gough from Inside Sleeve is with us. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Fran.
Now, Paul, how about this for some music news that's hard to understand? One quarter of all iTunes listeners listened to U2 during the month of January. How can this be?
Well, I think this is a rather interesting story. I don't know if you remember back in September last year when Apple announced iPhone 6 coming out. U2 mysteriously appeared on stage, performed a track, and then it was announced that their album Songs of Innocence would be available to all users of iTunes. What they didn't say that this album appeared in your iTunes feed, but was very hard to delete. It sort of permeated into your and cropped up into your playlist, even if you removed it, because it existed on the cloud and it sort of kept coming back into your device. So what's actually happened with this is that an independent study has found that in that month of January that people listened to U2, but I'm wondering whether that was by virtue of the fact that these people were listening to it whether they wanted to or not.
But this news that that's what happened, is that being promoted as, oh, look how popular U2 are, or something else?
Well, the band certainly are. Bono said that this is fantastic news. These figures suggest that their songs still matter to people. Yet it was also declared back at the time that the people that register how popular songs are and whether they chart or not, that the album was to be excluded from that process, which seems to suggest that this is a way to show the popularity of the album regardless of that fact.
Mm.
It didn't do quite as well for them on the Billboard charts. It was one of their least successful albums. So perhaps they're taking the fact that this album was allowed to appear unwarranted in people's playlists. And Apple backtracked pretty quickly and found ways so that they could remove it. The band themselves came out and apologised. But it seems like that marketing move has kind of paid off for them, because they're now using this independent study as a way of saying, hey, look at us, people were listening to us.
Everyone's listening, 95%. You're in Adelaide. There's a big weekend coming up in Adelaide for Hometown Boys Cold Chisel.
Well, I think probably the only sound that could eclipse the sound of the Clipsal V8 supercars is the scream of Jimmy Barnes. And Cold Chisel will be performing at the close of that event. And it's billed as their 40th anniversary. And, of course, they've also been inducted into the South Australian Music Hall of Fame for their contributions to Australian rock, which, of course, has been legendary over the years. The band that came from Elizabeth with very working-class roots have fought hard and long over the years to establish themselves, and they're much loved within the community. And, of course, Jimmy went on to have a very strong solo career. It's interesting that his daughter, Mahalia, who visited our studios last year on the Inside Sleeve along with Jimmy, who has such a fantastic soul voice, is also releasing at the same time her new album with a group called the Soulmates, and she's reinterpreting the songs of Betty Davis, not the actress, but this is the soul singer who was once married for a very brief period of time to Miles Davis, and her songs are very raunchy and sassy, and Mahalia has brought this to the fore with her incredible vocals, and she teams up with a guy called Joe Bonamassa, who's also worked with Jimmy, so there's a nice synergy there, this great album that's come out, and of course Cold Chisel performing and being honoured for their contribution to Australian music, all to the sound of V8s racing around the streets of Adelaide.
Well, Paul, away from the music news for a minute to the music itself, you've got a feature album this week. What is it?
This is a great album, Fran. This is a young singer from Echuca. His name's Benny Walker. In 2012, he came to prominence being awarded the Victorian Indigenous Performing Arts Award for Best New Talent. And he hasn't disappointed since. His latest album's just come out, called Through the Forest. And he's really crafted his songwriting since his last album. It's my feature album this week, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. This leading track from the album I thought I'd share with you, it's called Will There Be a Light?
Sweet sounds of Benny Walker. That track, Will There Be Light, from the album Through the Forest. Paul Gough likes it. It's his feature album next week on Inside Sleeve, 3 p.m. weekdays here on RN.